February 28, 2025. The Greatest Gift. Page 60. Our newly found faith serves as a firm foundation for courage in the future. Basic text, p. 96. When we begin coming to meetings, we hear other addicts talking about the gifts they have received as a result of this program, things we never thought of as gifts before. One such gift is the renewed ability to feel the emotions we had deadened for so long with drugs. It's not difficult to think of love, joy, and happiness as gifts, even if it's been a long time since we've felt them. But what about bad feelings like anger, sadness, fear, and loneliness? Such emotions can't be seen as gifts, we tell ourselves. After all, how can we be thankful for things we want to run from? We can become grateful for these emotions in our lives if we place them in their proper perspective. We need to remember that we've come to believe in a loving higher power, and we've asked that power to care for us, and our higher power doesn't make mistakes. The feelings we're given, good or bad, are given to us for a reason. With this in mind, we come to realize that there are no bad feelings, only lessons to be learned. Our faith and our higher power's care give us the courage we need to face whatever feelings may come up on a daily basis. As we heard early in recovery, your higher power won't give you more than you can handle in just one day. And the ability to feel our emotions is one of the greatest gifts of recovery. Just for today, I will try to welcome my feelings, firm in the belief that I have the courage to face whatever emotions may come up in my life.